வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 8th Chapter, text number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 10th of February, 1975, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
Want to receive knowledge, then you must approach a guru who is Brahmanista. That is the qualification. Brahma, Brahmani, Upasamasam, these words are there. He is living in Brahma, absolute truth. He has no other business. That is guru. Tadvidhi panipatina pariprasnina sevaya upadakshanti tat jnanam jnanina tatta darshina. Tatta darshina, who has seen the truth, not imagination. He cannot be guru. Who has actually seen tatta darshina. These are the injunction in the shastras. And Parikrit Maharaj is strictly following the same principle and asking Parikrit Sukhdev Goswami, Bhavanta janatu jatha, as you have learned from your predecessors. So that is perfect knowledge. The knowledge is coming from Krishna. Krishna is all perfect. And Arjuna is hearing directly from him. And the statement of Arjuna is there in the Bhagavad Gita? He understands that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is, he acquired knowledge from Krishna. So here the question is, this question is prior, almost inquired by intelligent person, that we have come to this material world and suffering, but the living entity is part and parcel of Krishna or God. How he has come to this material world? This is a very intelligent question. Therefore it is said here, jodichaya, it is automatically by nature's law, or hetuna, or there is some cause. Whether there is any cause about the living entities coming down in this material world. Which one is correct? So without any cause, there cannot be anything. That is logic. And the rascal philosopher's statement, it happened automatically. There was a chunk and the creation came. This is rascal's philosophy. Jagadahu anishyanam. The rascals, they do not accept that there is a cause of this creation. That they do not understand, they do not know, and they theorize. You will find mostly in the Western countries all these philosophers, the Darwin theory. We cannot give any reasonable cause, some theories. It may be perhaps for millions of years there was no thunder. Speculative. And he admits that whatever I am presenting, it is all my speculation. You have seen his letter, some about 150 years ago, he wrote a letter to a friend. He admitted that whatever I am presenting, that is speculation. But science is not speculation. Science cannot be speculation. That is not science. 2 + 2 = 4, this is science. And if you speculate 2 + 2 = 5 or 2 + 2 = 3, that is not science. So, the science of Krishna is not speculation. It is exactly science. Tadvijnanam. Jnanam. Jnanartham. Vijnan means science, not speculation. So one should understand God scientific. That is the point. Not imagination. The Mayavadi philosophers, they say, you can imagine your God. This is us, then. How you can imagine your God? God is God. God means the supreme controller, the supreme being. In the dictionary, you will find this word. God means the supreme being. He is also a being like us, an individual. Just like we are here, face to face. You are one individual, I am one individual. We are talking or hearing. Similarly, God is also individual. Just like Krishna said, imam vivasati yugam praktavana hamabhayam vivasyan manovitrahu manutha kabibravit. So he is individual person. He instructed the sun god millions and millions of years ago. So, Arjuna inquired, how it is possible that millions of years ago, because you are my contemporary, you are of the same age. So Krishna said that millions of years ago when I spoke this philosophy to the sun god, you are also present, because you are my intimate friend. Whenever I descend, you are also there. And the difference is that you have forgotten. I remember that I said that. So that is the difference between Krishna and ordinary living. Krishna remembers everything, knows everything. Vidaham samithi dhani. I know everything. That is Krishna. But we do not know. That is the difference. Krishna is not impersonal. He is also a person. But he is not a person like us, like you, like me. His personality is supreme. Nobody is greater than him. Natasya karjam karananca vidyate. Natasya sama udikasya drishyate. These are the bathing information. He is individual. But he has nothing to do. Secondly, just like Krishna is here, the whole world is going on under Krishna's direction. But he has nothing to do. He is enjoying the Srimati Radha. That is Krishna's direction. Anandamaya Vyasa. He has to create one universe or destroy one universe. He hasn't to take any attention. He is engaged in his pleasure. Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure. His pleasure is never disturbed by all these activities. He is so perfect. Just like in our society, we are not perfect. Still, you boys and girls, you love me. Whatever I say, immediately. So, if an ordinary person like me, he can do things without his personal endeavor, how Krishna is great, natasya sama, there is nobody equal to him. How great he is, how powerful he is, you can just imagine. If the ordinary person can have some power, that he hasn't got to do anything personally, simply by his desire, everything is done. So why not Krishna? What is the difficulty? In the Bible, I think it is said, God said, let there be creation and there is this. Is it not? So that is Krishna. He simply desires, let there be creation, and immediately everything is ready. That is Krishna. How it is being done? Automatically, no automatically. It is done regularly as we do. Hetuna, that is cause. But the original cause is Krishna's desire. Sarva karana karanam. Ishara paramat Krishna, Satchidananda vigraha. Anadi radi govinda. Sarva karana karanam. The original desire is Krishna. What we are being also, that is also the original cause is Krishna. We cannot do anything independently. If I go to heaven or go to hell, that is also sanctioned by Krishna. Without Krishna's desire, I cannot do anything. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham ridhisannivishta mapta smriti jnanam apoharam cha. Vedaishya sarvai aham eva vedam vedanta vid vedanta kritcha aham. So, this theory that the world is going automatically or we have come into this material world without any reason, without any cause. Kimannat kama hoitukam. They say, the rascal said that our coming to this material world is to the lusty desires of the father and mother. Therefore, the child has no meaning. It is a byproduct of the lusty desire. So if I don't want it, kill it. That's right. This is why. But that's not the fact. The child has come into the womb of the mother, a particular type of mother. Not this, every mother is producing the same type of child. No. Why? Because there is cause. There is cause. Hetuna. Without cause, that cannot be anything. Karmana daivanatrena. The cause is, he is, activities. According to the activities, he is producing the next body. Automatically. That is automatically. But there is cause, is activity. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janma jivanishu. Karanam. Karanam means cause. What is cause? The cause is that as he is associating with a particular type of the modes of nature, satagun, rajagun, tamagun, he is associating with tamagun, the next life he is preparing in the lower animal kingdom or most degraded family. Jaganna gunavrittistha adho gacchanti tamasa. If one is associating with tamagun, ignorance, no knowledge, and the darkness, then he is gliding down to the lower species of life. Animals, birds, bees, trees, plants, aquatic, insects, serpents, so many. Adho gacchanti. Adho means going down. Tamasa. And Urdham gacchanti sattasva. Those who are in the goodness, those who are associating with the modes of material nature in goodness, just like satta, sama, dama, titikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahmakarma, sabhavajam. The brahminical qualification, truthful, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, simplicity, tolerance, full faith in scripture and God, full knowledge, practical application of knowledge. This is called satguna. So if you cultivate satguna, then you are elevated to the higher planetary system. Why there are so many planets? The moon planet, the sun planet, so brilliant planets. Why? There are also different places for different kinds of living creatures. There is hetu, there is cause. And similarly, rajogona, passionate. So, madhye tishtanti rajasa. So there is hetu. Hetu means cause, not without cause. Nobody has taken birth in this material world without any cause. And according to the cause, the particular type of body is built up. Karmana daivanetre. The big science there is. Unfortunately, there is no education for this science. Maybe in future they will take interest as we are publishing this book and going to the universities and to the professors. They are made. There is possibility now. Otherwise, these rascals did not know what is this science. They did not care. Big professors, big scientists are putting the theories that life has come from chemicals, chemical evolution. And they are getting Nobel Prize. And if they are offered to take these chemicals, produce a life, they will deny it. So this ignorance is going on. Therefore, for future guidance, Parikshit Maharaj inquired this question, how the living entity got this body, material body? Whether it is automatically, without any cause, or with cause? By root cause, it will be explained. It is not. When the cause is there, just like if you infect some disease, automatically you will suffer from the disease. It will come automatically. That is automatic. But your becoming infected, that is cause. So if you become causes, not to be infected, then the cause of lower birth or suffering, you can avoid. Therefore, we have started this society. Society. Society means that you'll get here the cause of being elevated. That's why there are so many societies. Equal class of men, birds of the same feather flock together. So here is a society, we'll flock here, we'll come here, because this society is meant for liberation. People are suffering so much on account of material condition of life. Nobody is happy, that is a fact. But because they are in ignorance, they are accepting unhappiness as happiness. This is called Maya. This is called Maya. Janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham mituccham. This Maya is very much manifest in sex life. They accept the sex life is very nice, but after that there is so many distresses, legal or illegal, it doesn't matter. Legal distresses are illegal distresses. But it is distress. Every one of us will know. Therefore, everything, to make the best use of a bad body. We have got this material body. The cause was there. The cause was there that because we wanted to enjoy and did not like to serve Krishna. This is the cause. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare. We are serving Krishna. That is our place. Constitutional position to serve Krishna. But sometimes we desire, why shall I serve Krishna? Why shall I serve the spiritual master? I shall enjoy. I shall enjoy. But that enjoyment was there by serving Krishna. But he wanted to become enjoyer independent of Krishna. That is the cause of world love. With Krishna, you can enjoy very nicely. You have seen the picture how Krishna, with Krishna the gopis are nicely dancing, enjoy. The cowherd boys are playing, enjoy. With Krishna, that is your real enjoyment. But without Krishna, when you want to enjoy, that is Maya. That is Maya. So Maya is there always. And because unless there is darkness, you cannot appreciate the quality of brightness. Therefore, Krishna has created darkness, Maya also, so that you can appreciate what is bright. Two things are required. Without brightness, the darkness cannot be appreciated. And darkness, without darkness, the brightness cannot be appreciated. The two things are there, side by side. Just like there is sunlight and there is shadow, side by side. You can remain within the shadow, you can remain within the sunshine. That is your choice. If we remain in the darkness, then our life is miserable. And if we remain in the light, brightness, therefore Vedic literature instructs us, tamasi ma, don't remain in the dark. Jyoti gama, go to the light. This attain Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to bring people from darkness to the light. So, don't misuse this opportunity. Somehow or other, you have come in contact with this movement, properly utilize it. Don't go to the darkness. Always remain in bright light. Thank you.